Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trophy Room After Show, the first episode of 2024. I am your host, Joseph. Alongside me, the greatest co-host and kind of cheater of last year's Fantasy League, Mr. Kyle Stevenson. How did I cheat?
Slander.
Because, Kyle, here's the thing, like, people don't get. I was winning in October. And then suddenly, and then all of a sudden, you get all these points.
They don't add up. Games. I picked good games.
They don't add up, Kyle.
What are you talking about? Winning
because when I won and I announced that I won in October,
yeah.
You suddenly got more points than me.
Sure. You're okay? Saying I found the numbers?
Where did they go, dude? Tell me. not a fan of you right now. But listen, Kyle, I want to just say this.
Yeah.
Some people would say that you won fair and square.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be a humble loser, so much so that people would think of me a winner.
Ooh.
Because, you know.
The good old Joe special.
Exactly. Exactly. Would you like to tell the audience how much you defeated me?
Yeah, I beat your ass. I don't know by how much because I've already archived the league.
We can't check again.
I'm trying to see if I can.
Please do. I think you beat me by a healthy margin.
Oh, see league history.
Yeah, maybe? See league. Check that out.
No, hold on.
No.
I know I won by like 30 points.
All right, 30 points. So
I think it was something like that.
You found 30 points somewhere. That's great.
Yeah. Okay.
I think the most important thing here. Uh-huh. You won.
I won by 41 points.
Okay. All right. So what was the official numbers?
You had 204.63. I had 245.79. It could be the fact that you drafted Metroid Prime 2 Remastered and Silksong, which didn't come out. And you put faith in the Red Dead Redemption port, which wasn't
that
eligible.
That really, really. I put my faith in the wrong things.
I mean, you gave it a good good shot towards the end.
Yeah.
Like the Risk of Rain Returns got you 15 points. Dredge DLC got you 12.
God bless.
But I mean, like Slay the Princess got 20. So.
You know. And like 8 people played that. That was so dumb. We all know that.
A lot of people played it. Just 8 reviews.
Okay.
Listen, you got to know how to pick them. You know?
That said, though, I would like to say the Trophy Room versus the Xbox Drive. We won 386 to 181. So I think that we can say we are the best.
Sure.
All right, fair enough. That's all I need to know. So I lost.
You did.
And what was the bet? If
you now have to wear clown makeup for an episode of the main show, not an after show, for the full episode.
Full episode.
I'm not gonna make you do it when you're in Italy. That's cruel, and gonna do it anyway.
I would not. Listen to that. Are you kidding me?
But yes, it's on your way.
Okay,
you can do it whenever you want, but I will hold it to you.
I mean, yeah. And my bet was you would have to wear a Widow cowboy hat.
A Widow cowboy hat. Yeah. How many of them do you just have sitting in your room?
A treasure trove.
Yeah. You spent your entire year's salary on it.
My whole year.
Widow cowboy hats.
One for every day of the year. And you got fancy hats for dinner, fancy hats for lunch. Some would call it a brunch. But all right, fine. I will wear the makeup. I will don the mask.
And full, right? Kyle, not just mark or anything. A full thing.
Full thing. I'm going to get really into it.
Okay, good.
I might even shave the beard for it.
Ooh,
that's how much of the face I want. I want you to see it. Okay.
Joe, as somebody who, that terrifies me of losing my beard because I don't like the way I look without it.
I was going to say, what are the odds if you lost this year that you have to shave the beard but keep the mustache? Because honestly, I think you would look... Let me see. Cover your hands with your... Holy shit, you would look like Mario. Yeah, I think you could do it. I think you'd look good with it, dude.
I would look like Mario.
Yeah. Yeah. Get a couple of tattoos on you. I think you could be Fak from The Bear. And that's high regard, because Fak is literally my
favorite. I don't understand that reference.
Dude, Fak is like, he's like a big guy like us, but he's like covered in tats. And in real life, he's like a YouTube chef. And he is hilarious. I love him so much. But yeah, him and Richie are my favorite. Anyway, would you be okay with that? You just say, hey, beard gone, but I got the mustache.
Oh, boy.
That's a good one.
That's a big commitment.
It's a big commitment.
Fine.
Whoa.
Fine.
Shave the beard, keep the mustache. And on that episode, we'll be raising money for like kids in need.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
So it'd be like, yeah, okay. Yeah. Honestly, I think you could pull it off. I will even give you, if it makes you feel too naked, soul patch, like a goatee.
Oh, boy. That's my issue here. It looks fine now because it's a full beard. There's like nothing here. So I hate it.
I got it. Someone said I have the reverse Hitler because I have no hair in the middle. And I'm like,
well. Let's see, what? I'm really bad at coming up with punishments.
I know.
I'm awful at it.
What am I going to do?
What are you going to do?
And I'm really down for mostly all of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you want me to do the same, I would even dare to say yeah.
Beard for beard?
Beard for beard, blood for blood. Because think
that's
about
boring.
Look at this.
Yeah.
I would look like a fat Zorro.
You look like one of the... Oh, God.
I look like V for Vendetta, but he just ate way too many.
The motorcycle family, when they're yelling at each other, you look like the dad.
I'll take it.
Let me think of a punishment. It's going to come to me.
Maybe I dress up as Cloud from Final Fantasy.
No, because you would love that.
I'm saying.
You would Tifa? No.
I dress as Tifa. I right, think of a punishment. You gotta right now. I would say beard for beard, blood for blood.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We have until the end of the draft for me to come up with something.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Speaking of, we're drafting.
Yes. How many games, Kyle?
So we're gonna have a total amount of 30 games each.
Okay.
We're gonna draft 15 now.
All right.
And we are going to draft three counter picks.
Three counter picks.
Okay. Counter picks are gonna block drops. Okay.
Right.
You're going to be allowed to drop anything as long as it doesn't come out. I think that's about it.
All right.
I honestly don't know a whole lot of the games that are coming out this year.
Same.
So we're going to have some wild lists.
Yep.
I have some ideas.
I got some wild ones, dude.
Got some ideas. Draft order is not set, so let's do it right now. So, Joe, you want to give me a number?
55.
You want me to hit it 55 times?
All right. Three times.
Three times. Okay. Edit draft order. So there's one. Add two. A three.
Okay.
Okay. I'm still drafting first.
Okay. Does that mean you get to pick one or two games?
One game to start, and then you'll get two, then I'll get one.
Okay. Obviously, feel like I have the better hand here.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, is there any shock at what I'm taking at number one?
No.
It's Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
That is fair. That is
Come
fair.
Come on. What? No suspense needed.
No suspense needed. That's obvious. Obvious is obvious.
And there's no way that game is below an 85.
No way. No, the game looks great. There's nothing... All right, let's see what I'm good. Let's see what I'm. All right, so I get to pick two. You said, yeah.
I believe so. Yep.
All right, I've picked Hollow Knight, Silk Song.
Yep.
Because I could get burned twice.
It has to, right?
It has to, and you know what? Just to get even crazier, we're also getting Elden Ring. DLC.
I figured you would.
Elden Ring. I think Silksong has to be at this point. They said it was ready 2023, and it never happened. So I think this is the year we get Silksong.
Yeah.
I think the wild card is Elden Ring, but I don't think you would counterpick that. No. I don't think you're crazy enough to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about it, right? Okay. Let's talk about, a tax that not a lot of people talk about.
The Xbox tax?
Well, I'm talking about the Nintendo tax.
You mean
I'm taking Paper Mario.
That's a good
It's a great game. It's a remake. I mean,
come on.
Guaranteed points.
Guaranteed. And honestly, I feel like you got guaranteed picks. I'm taking risks.
Yeah, that's fair.
Someone say,
I love my beer too much.
Yeah, someone say too safe, but yeah, all right. Oh, I think you go again.
Oh, I get to go again. Yeah. Ooh-wee. Okay, maybe I take a risk now. Who knows?
Listen, take your shirt off. Let's see.
I would never.
Let's get crazy.
My torso hasn't seen sunlight since I was 6 months old.
Yeah. I found it blinding.
I have a pick, but I'm going to wait.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you're going to go right there yet.
All right. I'm going to go right there yet.
Oh no. I'm already in a pickle. Oh, man. No, let's do it.
Go for it.
Brand new IP.
Brand new.
Very talented team.
Very talented.
Might not have wowed me.
Okay.
But I don't think they make games that score poorly.
Okay.
I'm taking Metaphor.
Ooh.
The game from the Persona folks.
Yeah. Okay. That's a damn good pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to draft a game. I need guaranteed points. I already feel like...
I feel like you're about to do it. I'm going to be mad that I didn't take it then.
What?
The game that I was like, I can wait on.
What do you think?
No, I'm not going to say it. You have two picks.
Okay. Hot dang. I'm thinking about it. Oh, wait. Do I have two picks though?
Yeah, you have two picks in a row.
Huh. Interesting. Okay. Then take a Persona 3.
Yep.
Remake, guaranteed points.
Yep.
And then the next game I'm going to take is Dragon's Dogma 2.
Okay.
I think those are both guaranteed points. I think those are guaranteed 80 plus.
Okay.
There's a lot of hype for Dragon's Dogma 2.
I'm going to take it now because I talked myself out of waiting.
Oh, God. Okay. Let's see.
Mina the Hollower. I got to get
that
game on my team. I got to get on that team.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think that will combat your Silksong. They'll be very close.
Yeah. That's a really good pick. I was not thinking of that in the slightest.
Yeah, I saw it when I was scrolling through the pages. Like, ooh, I can't let this go. Get away from me. Let's get fucking crazy.
Let's get nuts, dude. I want to get nuts.
Game that hasn't even been announced yet. I'm going this early.
Oh, okay.
Mainline 3D Mario platformer.
Ah, shit. I think that's a given, dude.
Yes. Switch 2, apparently coming this year. If that doesn't have a mainline 3D Mario platformer, doing something wrong.
Shit. All right. Dang, dude. Oh my god. Okay. I'm typing something up. Again, I'm thinking about guaranteed points. And I'm thinking about one I think is a safe bet, one I think is legitimately a risk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth.
Okay.
That's a mainline Yakuza. Those mm-hmm. do pretty darn well. And then I'm going to talk about the Xbox tax.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Let's go Hellblade 2.
Yep.
That's a game I'm rooting for, man.
If you weren't going to take it, I was going to take it next round.
Yes. Dude, I loved Senua Saga. Like, yep. Yeah. Or Hellblade 1. Sorry. Mm-hmm. God damn. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Let me do a little research here. By the way, I came up with a punishment.
What's the punishment?
You, and I realize I'm going to be losing money on it, but it's totally fine.
Okay.
You, at some point next year, if you lose, have to dedicate a two-hour stream,
okay,
of getting cheap plats, and I get to choose them.
Oh, man. If they're anything like that, don't
roll. Hey.
All right. Listen.
Okay.
Both for charity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Fair enough. Charity streams. Let's go.
So I get to sully your trophy numbers a little bit.
Oh, I like that. No, I like that. So are you going to make them like actual easy platinums or are these bullshit?
No, I will absolutely make sure you can at least achieve them.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, okay. That's all I need to know for this one. Game comes out later this month. I'm taking Tekken 8.
Oh, okay.
Tekken 7 got like an 82?
Yeah. No, so, I mean, listen, fighting games are on the rise.
Exactly. You know? I love Tekken.
Yeah.
Oh, I go again. I forgot.
You go again?
I'm also going to take it because I want it on my team. Plucky Squire, welcome to the team.
Welcome to the team, Plucky Squire.
Welcome to the team. I'm loving my team right now, by the way. It's pretty good.
Honestly, this is a good team.
You know what? Maybe I'm down on the year. There's some pretty good video games coming out this year, you know?
All right, Kyle. I'm gonna let you let me see if I can select it.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna talk to you because I'm a reasonable man.
Yeah.
Remasters we're letting in.
I didn't think so.
Okay, because I could have taken Last of Us Part II Remaster, and theoretically, I could take Hades 2.
Okay, so I did allow remasters.
Okay.
But
Hades 2 is a no-go because it's early access.
I have currently an early access not allowed.
Okay. All right.
If it's planned and it hasn't come out yet, that's fine.
It says planned for early access.
Yeah, I have it allowed. That's under the allowed tag.
I'm sorry, I'm going to hurt you so bad right now.
It's fine.
All right.
That is the weird thing where, like, are people going to review it in early access?
Yes. And Last of Us Part II Remastered. Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
I don't think, like, I think Last of Us Part II Remastered is not going to score as well as 1. If we had the conversation about Part 1, you're going to have the conversation about Part 2.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to get Last of Us Part 2 in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. It's a good pick. I
put some serious numbers on the board right there. Serious Ooh. Numbers. Right?
Ooh, what did this game get?
You hear Kyle's voice? He's shivering.
I'm not shivering.
He's oh.
Oh, it only got a 77.
Just do it, dude. Just do it. So no, you know, don't be scared.
It might just be too early. Like, I would love to have it on the team, but maybe I could wait a round or two.
Could be. Ooh. Just notice how Kyle hasn't picked GTA 6. Who knows? They can move it up a whole year.
It ain't this year. Get out of here.
Who knows?
Oh, okay, here we go. For the vibes, and for the vibes only.
Go for it.
Another Crab's Treasure. Welcome to the team.
What?
Another Crab's, the Crab Souls game?
Okay.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
All right. So
what?
I'm looking at this. Now I'm doing a little bit of research.
I'm going to hurt you because I get to draft another game.
Oh, you get to right now?
Hurt yeah.
me. Hurt me, Daddy. Yeah. What you got?
I took Outlaws.
Oh, we're playing for fucking keeps, huh?
We're playing.
Oh,
that might be a risky one. I don't even know if it comes out this year.
Oh, shit. I was going to pick it this round.
Were you?
Yeah, because legitimately, I don't know if it's going to be like an Avatar where it's like
yep.
70s or it's going to be low 80s. Mm-hmm. This is the actual Division team. So I'm yeah. thinking, and real talk, I love the Division first one. I've platinumed the second one. Yeah. I need to. Like, I love those mm-hmm. games. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Okay.
Who's off their game now?
Okay.
Not me.
All right. We're doing Prince of Persia. I want to get that on my list right now.
Yep. Yep.
And then I'm going to do Final Fantasy 14.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh,
all right. Okay. We both pulled some punches there.
Okay.
You really, after Lazarus Part 2, you're like, fuck you, dude. That hurt my soul. That really did. Oh, man.
There are some obvious ones that I'm shocked I haven't, like, taken yet.
Have you ever just watched Ahsoka Episode 5 Shadow Warrior?
No.
22 minutes in?
Never, not once.
Fair. You should.
Oh boy. I'm going to put my, oh, there it is. I found my next pick.
Okay.
It's another one that who knows if it's going to score well.
Right, right.
I had a great time playing the preview of it.
Okay.
And then it's Ultros.
Oh. That
very neon colored Metroidvania. February 13th.
Right? Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, in a month.
We gotta talk to them, huh?
Yeah, that'd be cool. This is one that I'm gonna put my money where our mouth is.
Okay.
We're excited for it. Where the hell is it? Stellar Blade. Welcome to the team.
Me. Okay. All right. Oh. Huh.
That could have been a bad pick there, but you know what? It is what it is.
I think I'm going to hurt you again.
Go ahead. Hurt me.
Alan Wake 2, Night Springs.
Thought about it.
Bitch.
I got hurt though on the DLC.
Did you?
Right. I mean, I got the Sea of Thieves one, and that didn't get any reviews or enough reviews.
I mean, that's fair. And then here's a game you don't hear a lot about. But I think we will.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Do I want to save it? Do I want to save it for something I know that's going to?
I have four more picks.
How many do I have?
You also have four more. So keep that in mind.
Okay. I'm doing some numbers. I'm just doing some math. You gotta hang with me. All right.
I'm hanging.
Do I want to take some risks or do I want to shoot for the stars? Oh man, this is going to be a rough one. This one, I genuinely.
The counter picks are going to be rough.
The counter picks are going to be crazy. Are you kidding me? What did I get? You know what? No. I'm excited for this game. Yeah. I'll put my money down. Rise and run it. Let's do it.
That's what I thought you were going to pick.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to talk this one out.
Okay, yeah, talk it out.
Feel free to take it if I don't take it. I'll be okay with it.
Okay.
I'm not sure how well Black Myth is going to review.
I was thinking the same thing.
I think it looks so freaking cool, but is it more style than substance?
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
It's all about the feel. If it doesn't feel good, it's not going to score well.
It looks great, but it could be one of those like looks are deceiving type of thing, because we haven't seen enough gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there a 15-minute walk of Wulong? Are we just excited because it looks really pretty?
Yeah, exactly. I'm
with you. I'm not even trying to lead you astray. I'm with you.
Am I super excited for Suicide Squad? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'm not drafting it within the first 15 picks.
No.
I can't do that.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't.
I just feel like critics are going to be extra hard on that game.
It's not, you know.
That would be fun. I'm going to save that for a pickup after the draft.
Ooh, okay.
I'm looking real deep.
You are looking really deep, and I appreciate that.
God, they have the Knights of the Old Republic remake on here.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Why would they do that? Jeez Louise.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. There's a lot of video games.
Right? Someone say
Kingdom Hearts 4? What are we talking about here?
Come on.
What are we doing? Lollipop Chainsaw Repop? That's
when
a thing?
You walk away, something say,
please. Oh, baby.
Oh, hot damn.
Shit. Kyle, come on. Pick something.
You got this, dude. You got this.
Am I going to have a great time with Baby Steps? Damn straight I will. I don't know if it's going to review well. Straight.
What was that? The makers of what was that again?
Getting Over It.
Getting Over It.
It's the one in the little black cauldron with the hammer, and you gotta swing to go up.
I hope I muted my mic well because I farted. Yeah, no, I got it.
You know, I'm gonna take it here.
What's that?
It's a game a lot of people love.
Okay.
Well received. This is the one where I was shocked it only got a 77.
Okay.
But it's getting a remake. I'm taking Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons.
Ooh.
I feel like maybe a remake will do it justice and get a little extra couple points here.
Yeah.
Maybe get the Joseph Fares bump because that was one of his games.
It's one of those like, yeah, I didn't review well now, but now that the reputation's there, a little like,
maybe
polish. Yeah.
My next pick. Sorry I'm taking so long.
No. You listen, it's getting tough out there, right?
It's getting real tough.
It's getting real tough. So you take
there's one I want on my team so bad.
Yeah.
Don't know if it's coming out this year.
Talk to me.
Replaced. Huh. With all the real world stuff going on.
Right. They're a Ukraine studio.
I know they had to like pick up and move operations.
That's true. Shit. Yeah. Anything from there. Who knows? It's sad to say.
Okay, it's this late. I could see it being a this year game. Talked about it on this week's main show. Mm-hmm. Death Stranding 2, welcome to the team.
Really?
I think it's this year. 2019 was when it came out, the first one.
Wow, okay.
We'll see. I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see.
You're welcome to counterpick it.
I got two more. Right?
You get three more.
I get three more.
Yes.
Okay. And you get how many more?
Two more.
Two more. I get three more. Okay. Let me just see. Gotta think about this, dude. This is... I don't know.
There's some things on the last few pages that are exciting.
They're exciting, but like...
But there's still a lot that's unknown.
Yeah. Skull and Bones.
Come on. Do it.
I don't know, man. Let me see. Oh, really? Okay. No, that's not gonna... Nah, I can wait for that one. Huh.
I would like to get an Xbox game on my list.
Do you? What are you thinking?
I don't know. I don't have one yet.
Okay.
Oh, wait. No, I do. Another Crab's Treasure, but...
Oh, is that an Xbox-only game?
It's not coming to PlayStation yet.
All right. I'm thinking, dude. This is getting tough. Thinking about this dude. Oh.
Oh, okay. I forgot I had these.
What's that?
So, before I got the glass and mirror job, I interviewed to work at a dentist office as like front desk.
Yeah.
And part of the interview process, I didn't get it, but they gave me like a gift thing.
Okay.
And it was 2 free movie tickets, and I never used them.
Did they expire, you think?
I don't know. I don't think so. They're to a theater I don't go to, though.
All right, so I'm taking 2, and you're going to be like, Joe, what are you doing? What are these games? That's the thing. Like, there are 2 that I know you won't pick, but, like, they're safe bets that are going to do really well.
You might be surprised. I'm eyeing one that's not a me thing at all.
Going Frostpunk 2.
Okay. That's a good pick. Man,
that's a good pick. As some people say, it's the best pick. And then...
Don't do it.
What? What are you thinking?
Don't do it. Nope. No.
Just say it. Just say what's on your mind, dude.
No.
I'm going to do Stalker 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Stalker 2 is coming out this year. Frostpunk is a very revered title. RTS. I love a good RTS. Y'all know that.
Yep.
So that's why I'm going Frostpunk.
To counter that,
okay.
To counter Frostpunk specifically,
yeah. You got an RTS?
I do.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it out.
Homeworld 3.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
That was the one I was eyeing. I know all that's right. Going to score high. I know that's nothing fair. About it. I have a feeling it's going to score very high.
Yeah, yeah. Another my beloved series.
Final pick.
Final pick.
Do I go vibes or do I go high score?
I mean, you like that beard, right?
I do like that beard. Like it. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Think about it.
I'm thinking.
Think about it.
How do they have Dragon Age Dreadwolf as this summer?
Because it's going to come out this year, dude.
No, it's not.
All right, you say that now. But it's coming out this year.
Okay.
You want to know how I know that? My dad works at EA.
Oh, you have a dad at EA?
Yeah.
Like I have an uncle at Nintendo?
Yeah. He's thinking real hard, y'all. He's thinking about his beard and what may happen to it. His face when it's removed. He's thinking hard about the choices laid in front of him.
Okay, let me see what path. Let me do some research.
Thing is, I already know what I'm going to pick.
Do you?
Absolutely. It's going to shock you and it's going to shock the world. In fact, how we haven't picked it already, surprised, to say the least.
Why isn't this game showing up? Hold on.
Okie dokie.
Please hold.
All right. Okay, I'm holding you.
Oof, not that one. That one got a 58. That's
oof. Oh boy. What was it?
No, because it's going to give it away.
If it was a 58, you're not going to pick it.
No, because it was not the right title.
Oh, okay.
It's in this right family. Yeah, you know, I'll say it. I'm thinking about the 40K Space Marine 2.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, dude. That game's awesome.
Yeah, but it kind of, it only got a 70 something.
Who cares? People don't, they have a refined palate now, dude. You'd
but again, surprised. I like the beard.
That's a good fucking
vibe. Is this hold, please hold on.
Okay. All right.
Kyle's awesome. I'm sorry. There's a lot of holding going on. It's probably not making good content.
But no, I mean, that's why I'm talking over it. Don't worry.
I love my beard too much.
That's right. Honestly, you could pull off a Lex Luthor look. You just shave.
I'm not shaving my head. Are you nuts?
Okay. You do have a great head of hair. I'm really jealous of it. I don't want
to go to crap.
It's really good.
All right, I'm taking it. I don't know. I feel not great about it.
What's that?
Give me Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024.
Oh, I wouldn't have.
I did it. I did it.
I wouldn't have done that.
The last one got a 92.
Okay. All right.
That was bad.
Couldn't have been me. Yeah, that would
I crumbled under the pressure right there.
Ooh-wee. I got a couple. Let me think about this.
We're at the end of the drafts. I can't draft anymore, so go for it.
Oh, okay, good. Good.
You can talk it out.
All right, talking it out. These damn, I'll just say it, these damn JRPG games. I don't know. I don't know what to do. You know, that's what they got over here. Let me just see. Oh, okay. No. No, I don't like that.
I got Kingdom Hearts music stuck in my head.
When you walk away, something say.
Please, oh, baby.
If you walk away.
By the way, next week we should do a top tier episode. So what are we going to argue about?
I can't wait.
I'm waiting. I literally can't do anything until you pick a game.
If I pick this game.
Uh-huh.
And you counterpick this game?
Uh-huh. Is it game? Are you calling game right now? Should I go buy some razors?
It's like, if you counterpick this game and it doesn't come out, shame on me.
Uh-huh.
But if it does and you counterpick it, it is over.
Okay.
I've taken some incredible risks tonight. Do I want to take another one? What do you think?
Go for it.
What are you thinking?
What am I thinking? I know kind of what I'm counterpicking already.
What's that?
I don't know. Why would I say
it? I've already picked it. Why would you?
No, because it might change your strategy for this one.
All right. Fair enough. You know what?
Do it.
Like that, this one's got no hype behind it.
So what? Hype is an arbitrary thing on the site.
You're right. You know, you are right. Okay, part of me thinking Princess Peach Showtime.
Yeah.
But the last princess, but here's the thing. Things that are outside Mario typically don't do that like well.
Yeah. How'd Treasure Tracker do, Captain Toad?
You know what? Let's see.
Or any of the Yoshi games.
Toad. I'm looking this up. 82.
Okay.
What was the other one? Yoshi?
Yeah.
What is that? Like an aquatic...
Woolly World game? Got 80.
Okay. So I could take a safe bet. And you know the goddamn Nintendo tax.
That's why I picked Paper Mario with the second pick.
Which is an excellent pick. I can't understate how good of a pick that is. But dude, if I pick this, if I pick this, Kyle, and it comes out,
yeah,
and you counterpick it,
uh-huh. What do you think? I'll be down, what, 20 points?
I think a full 40.
Full 40? No, 40. It's not a perfect game.
All right, can I
it's
say
it's not going to score 100. It's not going to happen.
I think. What if I was crazy enough to say Metroid Prime 4?
you'd be pretty crazy.
You know what? Let's get fucking nuts. I'm not shaving my beard off.
I'm definitely not counterpicking that game.
All right. Next one. It's my last one, right?
You're counterpicking.
Oh, so you got to pick. Okay.
We all get right. Three counterpicks.
Okay. And we have to use all of them, correct?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do some safe bets here.
Yep. I feel like my list is easier for you to counterpick.
It is. There's three. There's even four that come to mind.
Yep. That's fair.
Counterpick. Let's see which one I want to.
I think my front seven is pretty strong.
Oh, what's this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah. But honestly, like, my thing is, like, another crab's a treasure.
Treasure, yeah.
I don't think that's going to score high.
You don't think so?
I think it's a little gimmicky.
Okay.
Oh, I'm a fucking crab. Look at how goofy we look.
Okay.
You know?
It's no disrespect. A legit Souls-like, though. It plays great.
Does it play great? It
plays pretty great.
There ain't no way Death Stranding 2 is coming out this year.
Okay.
God, that's the first one. Death Stranding 2, it's up your next, bitch.
Stalker 2.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Why do you say Stalker 2? You said that with...
The first game got an 82.
Okay.
Realize it's in the 80s. This might have a shot of not coming out this year. Right, again, right. Another team with the war in Ukraine being affected.
Yeah.
I could see it not coming out.
Okay, fair enough. Well, you got another pick here.
Yeah, I know.
Back-to-back picks.
Oh.
Kyle's looking at it. I built a wall. A wall of... risks and rewards. Elden Ring, we've got no update for this year, right?
Not yet.
They say it's big.
Except it's like, for that that PDP controller people right. being like, right. yeah, no, it's going to come out this year.
I wouldn't.
No. I'm not counterpicking. Yeah. I am not counterpicking Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree.
Yeah.
Are you nuts? I would never.
Listen.
I would never. I will, however.
Okay.
Oh, God. No, I can't.
What? Talk about
I'm not super excited for Rise of the Ronin. But I don't know. I'm pretty sure I'm the outlier here.
Okay.
Pretty sure I'm the one that doesn't like Koei Tecmo games. Right, that's Koei?
Yeah, it's Koei Tecmo. It's Team Ninja.
Team Ninja. They did Neo?
They did Neo. And this year they did, truthfully, they did like an 84, I think.
Yeah. So, all right.
Talk it through. You
oh my God.
Talk it out. Okay.
Hold on. I feel my face getting already mad at me.
Why did you say yes?
Why did you agree to this?
Yeah, I think I can do it.
Shit, that scored pretty high.
The wall that we've built. Okay, This is hot. Again, Metroid Prime is a really big risk.
Yeah, it is.
It's also how long has that been in development? It's like the same thing goes for Silksong. And the Switch 2 is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That said, a 3D Mario is given, so like it could help whatever You got Mina the Hollower. God, that's such a great pick. I really hate that you got that. I didn't even think about it.
I think you would have when you started scrolling through the pages, so that's why I wanted to make sure I grabbed it.
Yeah, that's true. Just think about it.
Okay. Okay.
What's that?
Okay. I think this is the counter pick. Yeah, this is the counter pick. It's got a cult following. Didn't score very well. I'm sure it's going to be great.
What's
Dragon's Dogma 2.
Fair. That's fair.
The Dark Arisen, the expansion Arisen. Or whatever, only got an 80. The original got like in the 70s. So.
And honestly, this is how good these lists are. And just how like good these games are.
Yeah.
We're thinking about... Like, oh, we could lose 10 points, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, my last counter pick, I'm preparing to lose at least 15.
Oh, wow. Really?
Okay. I mean, look at what I have to choose left.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely picking aggro crap.
Okay.
Yeah. Draft pick. Another crap adventure.
That's fine.
Yeah. Because I think there's no way that thing scores above an 80.
It's fair. It's fine.
And that's what I'm thinking. Oh, I got a second one. Okay,
you draft, do your draft. Last one.
My last one. So I better make it count, huh? Again, and it's not because I don't have faith in this studio or this game, because everything I seen so far, like it looks cool. But it looks like this is this team's first game. And that's risky. So like right now, I'm gonna talk it through. I'm thinking of Ultros.
Okay.
Or a Tale of Two Sons remake.
Okay.
Both of them I feel like are like Two Sons, that's something. You know, I just want to see this, but I wouldn't do it because I'm not crazy. Do you know the Plucky Squire also first?
Mm-hmm.
Is their first game?
I do.
Holy shit. Dude, there ain't no way. I gotta be high, stupid, and ugly. And what's...
Go ahead, do it. Counterpick Flight Simulator.
No. I'm just saying. Who's doing? Dare you. I want to see who's doing Brothers, A Tale of Two Souls. Tale of Two Sons. Oh my god. Yeah, Open Critic 77.
That's why I said it was risky, but people talk about that game like it's amazing.
Yeah. I'm going to counterpick it.
Yeah, that's probably the smartest
choice. Because it has a track record to it.
Yeah.
And also 505 Games is, not to say they're a bad like publisher or anything, but aren't they owned by Embracer?
Maybe.
So probably dying for some content.
So see, here's what I looked up.
Okay.
Metroid Prime 4, there were leaks that releases summer of this year.
Okay.
So I'm not falling for that bait. Just on that one basis. Who knows if it's valid or whatnot.
You're right. I can't.
Frostpunk 2, the original got around an 86 and it won a ton of awards.
Yep.
It's going to be big.
It's going to be big.
Alan Wake 2 is one of the best games of the year.
Ever made,
I feel like DLC for that game is going to score very high, even though it's going to be less people reviewing it.
Okay.
But I still think it's going to score in the 80s.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not touching FF14 with a 10-foot pole.
No, could not do that. Could not do that.
Prince of Persia, Lost Crown, looks awesome.
Just downloaded it.
I'm excited to hear your thoughts and play it very soon.
Hear nothing but great things.
I mean, Last of Us Part 2 alone is one of the best games ever made, in my opinion. whether this game is going to be rightfully reviewed well.
That's the
question I'm wrestling with.
Yeah, same.
Are people going to like, oh, well, we don't need it, so that way we're going to knock down 6 points, whatever.
Yeah.
Which is
and not
dumb.
Judge it by the game's merits.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, what do the lost levels bring to it? The no return, mm-hmm. roguelike mode, all these other added things. Hades 2, another one. I don't know if there's going to be enough reviews for early access.
I think it's definitely count. Going to be. I think it's definitely.
And that's kind of where I'm leaning.
Yeah.
Hellblade 2 doesn't have a fucking date yet. It doesn't have
year.
A date.
It's coming out this year, dude.
What did the original Hellblade do?
That one got low 80s.
Did it?
I think it's like 81, 82. Here's what I'm saying about Hellblade, though. This is the one where Xbox has to prove, like, hey.
Yeah, I got you.
We chucked fucking money at this.
Yeah.
This is our one and done, as Lord Cox says. And so that's why I think there's pressure on this game to do really well.
Yeah.
And it could be a Starfield situation where it's mid-80s, but I think very highly of Hades. Sorry, of Hellblade.
I'm not touching Hollow Knight. I'm not touching Elden Ring. I'm not touching Persona.
Yeah.
Which leaves me between Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth. Could potentially lose like a 14, 15 points there.
Yeah.
Last of Us Part 2.
Fuck me, Kyle.
I don't want to do Prince of Persia or Rise of the Ronin. Those are where my...
I hate to help you. I hate to help you.
No, don't why help me. Don't help me.
But why the fuck are you thinking Last of Us?
Because I truly think people are going to score it unfairly.
Okay, all right.
I truly think so.
All right. You're nuts.
Just because they think they're doing something cool. I generally think that people don't view that game in the correct lens.
Okay.
You might have nitpicks here and there, but to say that is a bad video game, you're fucking nuts.
All right. This is tough.
I gotta.
Now, Kyle, do you think 30, do you want to add 10 more slots in here?
I counterpicked Prince of Persia, by the way.
Oh, wow. Okay. Actually, I think that's the safest one.
I think that's the safest one.
I was going to say, do you want to add like 10 more games on here?
Why?
Because now that I'm thinking about it, like 15, that's not a lot for the whole year.
No. 15, to pick up.
Yeah. You want to add like another 10?
You want to go just go to 40?
Yeah, let's go to 40.
Do 25?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kyle, I want this to be like a really broad. Like I want this to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, yeah. I want each of us have games that score negatively. I don't want us all have winners. Right? I want us to actually take risks.
Yeah, yeah. And like I think by putting it up that much, too, it's like it gives the second, because I feel like a lot of times we really back end it with, you know, games that come out really early. So yeah, I think let's fucking go to 40, dude.
All right, we went to 40, so we're gonna pick up 25. I'm gonna put in some bids now so I don't forget.
I feel pretty good about my list. How about you?
I definitely went with the heart a little bit on some of these.
Fair.
I do think you have the stronger overall list.
I believe so too.
I have special feelings about Ultros and Plucky Squire and other Crab's Treasure.
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted them on my team.
Do you think that blinds you?
It might be. Okay. It's the same reason why like I picked Suicide Squad on my team for last year. And oh my God, I did it the other year too, of just like, it's a Kyle game, so I want to make sure it's on my team.
Fair. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, listen, Kyle, for me, I just feel like this is a good list. I don't like, personally, I don't feel the need to like go out there and, you know, like I want to see what the back half really has in store for me. You know,
I only want to add one.
Okay.
Right now. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to tell you what I'm bidding.
Same here, because there is one I want. Yeah.
Because I think it would be fun.
Okay.
that you have an Alan Wake DLC, and I have the other one.
Fair. And you know what? I will not bid on it because I am.
Okay. And, I'll reiterate what my team is for the listeners. I have FF7 Rebirth, Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door Remake, Metaphor ReFantazio, Mina the Hollower, unannounced mainline 3D Mario platformer, Tekken 8, Plucky Squire, Another Grab's Treasure, Star Wars Outlaws, Ultros, Stellar Blade, Brothers of Tale of Two Sons Remake, Death Stranding 2, Homeworld 3, and Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024.
And I have Hollow Knight Silksong, Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree, Persona 3 Reloaded, Dragon's Dogma 2. I can't read. Why do I even try? I need glasses is what it is. Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, Senua's Saga, Hellblade 2, Hades 2, Last of Us 2 Remastered, Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, Final Fantasy 14, Dawn Trail, Alan Wake 2, Night Springs, Rise of Ronin, Frostpunk 2, Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl, Metroid Prime 4,
You know, I just realized you have a lot of twos.
I do have a lot of twos.
A lot of twos.
And times two, you get Metroid Prime 4. And the one game I put in my bid for, and I hope you respect it as I respect your Alan Wake DLC. Okay. Mm-hmm. Towerborn.
I don't know what Towerborn is.
Towerborn is a multiplayer, 2D game made by the folks that made Banner Saga. It's an Xbox exclusive.
Oh, that game. Got it.
Yeah. And it looks real neat. So that's what I wanted to go for.
That's fine. I will respect it.
Okay. Fair enough. Kyle. Ooh-wee. That has been the Trophy Room After Show. This is a start to an amazing year. I truly believe that.
What are we going to argue about next week for top tier? Do you want to decide that now? We did best weapons.
We did best weapons.
We did boss fights.
We did boss fights. Do we want to do...
I have a fun one that's not video game related.
I mean, go for it.
Best movie sequels.
Oof. I'll allow it.
But let's not include the MCU.
Oof, let's not allow it. No, actually, you know what? I like that. If you can remember it, let's do it.
I'm going to write it down right now.
All right. Because I got a few.
Yeah, I do. Well,
everybody, with all that said, with all that out of the way, keep it what's about you. Keep hunting and keep playing PlayStation.
Bye. See I ya. Love you.